This is Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College, and this is Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon, and I'm talking today with singer, songwriter, and actor John Paul, who says he looks for the beautiful, melancholy things in his music, and that's some of his influences, not all of them. He also writes a song that'll make you laugh pretty hard. It's great. And with Jimmy Heberling, whose band has just gotten funded through Kickstarter and have a brand new EP coming out in early 2014. And I guess we could go on talking about music, but you know what, John and Jimmy, I'd sure love to hear it. So what are you going to play for us?
Sure. This is a song that's going to be on the new EP. I wrote this a few months ago. It's called Wall Around Your Heart.
Fill the empty spaces with broken works of art. Build a great big wall around your heart. Search for brilliant traces amidst the night so dark. Build a great big wall around your heart. Both our sides are losing this war. The soul will always pine for times before. And both our lives are changing at the core. Don't wanna play with fire anymore. Anymore. So fill your empty spaces with shiny works of art. And build a great big wall around your heart. Search for brilliant traces amidst the night so dark. Build a great big wall around your heart. Hopefully you're wiser than before. And all our lies are washed up on the shore. Our memories and heartache evermore. Evermore. I'll fill the empty spaces with tired works of art. And build a great big wall around your heart. Search for brilliant traces to lead you through the dark. Build a great big wall around your heart. Build a great big wall around your heart. Build a great big wall around your heart. Search for brilliant traces to lead you through the dark. And build a great big wall around your heart.
Wow. Wall Around Your Heart, courtesy of John Paul and Jimmy Heberling on guitar. That is a great song.
Thank you.
John, when you write a song like that one, what's the creative process like?
It's funny, actually. We were talking about it earlier. It can be anything from... That's the joy I find from writing songs, is they just... Sometimes the great ones like that one, as a songwriter, the best are songs like that, where literally you get an idea, all of a sudden you get a melody, and it writes itself in a half an hour. And again, you feel like, what happened? I just blacked out, and now there's a song. I mean, somebody made a joke at work that... ladies, don't try to... get to John Paul, he's got a wall around his heart. And I thought, oh my God, how have I never used that line in a song? That's ridiculous. So I literally had that in my head all day, went home at like 2 a.m. and just thought, okay, where does that go? And the chorus just came and then the melody and I don't know, here we are.
What a great story,
yeah,
too.
I mean,
a chance remark and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of what we do. Would you agree? I mean,
yeah, indeed.
There's nothing that's off limits.
What about for you, Jimmy, when you write your songs? We didn't talk about that before. What are some of your inspirations, and what's one of your favorite stories of writing one of the ones we'll hear on the new EP?
Well, there are so many different ways to go about it. And when, what he was saying kind of reminds me of a lot of times you try to catch those little moments of life in a song. And we were just talking about the older we get and the broader our perspective, the more we want to hear simple lyrics, the more meaning they have to us. And so sometimes a chance remark like that is all it takes to be like, yeah, you know, that really kind of represents part of my life. I'm going to carry that with me until I can get that out. Maybe it's in a song or a poem or something, but it's going to get out.
Just share it kind of with the world.
Yeah, you're like, why have I written 20 songs with so many lyrics when that sentence is all I meant the whole
all
time?
All it took.
Distilling it down is what I'm hearing.
Exactly, yeah. Concentrated awesomeness, I think, is what you want as you get older. You want simple. Like, we were joking, like, Eric Clapton, amazing guitar player. I feel like the older he gets, he comes on stage now and he plays, like, three notes because that's all he needs, and he's gotcha. So that's, I think that's always the goal.
I love that phrase, concentrated awesomeness. That's something for people to aspire to here. What about collaboration? Jimmy, I'm going to be picking on you here because you said something like that on your website. You have 8 band members. Yeah. How in the world do you be creative and come to agreement when you're collaborating with 7 other people?
It certainly is hard, and we have a great producer who is struggling to keep all 8 of us in the same corral. But it actually also makes it really fun because everybody's open to write together, so sometimes we'll meet in pairs. Sometimes we'll have 6 or 7 people jamming at a time. Sometimes we'll have all 8. Not normally.
I'm just imagining music flying every which way, all different instruments, stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
Kind of the same question for you, John. What about collaborating? What works well and what doesn't work well for you as an artist?
I was going to say that's funny. Actually, it's a testament to not only our chemistry as musicians, but our relationship. I love this guy. We get along, and we both like music and whiskey, so it works. But actually, a lot of times I have the opposite problem because I think on the songwriting side, I think the side that people don't see, I'm actually much more introverted than you might assume. And so when I come with a song, the vision I have is usually very clear. And while I am always open to like adding different instrumentation or changing the arrangement, I always have a very general idea of what I want the song to be, how I want the idea to be conveyed musically. And so I will admit I'm not the best at collaboration. I feel like when I, you know, have band members and stuff, I feel like I'm dating 5 people and I'm just kind of like, no way, it's not working.
Not
like,
one-on-one
you
anymore.
You show up on time and you bring your drumsticks and you bring your guitar strings or I'm going to get really mad and break your window. Not really, maybe.
But that sounds like part of the creative journey too, trying not to break the window when people have a different idea.
Yeah, no, totally. And honestly, I mean, sometimes it's great. You know, like with my manager, I remember times in the studio where there's things, as you get older and you record more things and you just have more working music, either gigs or recordings, you realize you should always be open to anything as long as it doesn't compromise your vision, because you can always record something, not use it, add something, take it off. I mean, so that taught me a lot in the studio, how to collaborate better.
Well, when we come back, I'd like to hear both a little bit more about your upcoming CD, another song, and let's be sure and mention where people can see you performing. You and I are listening today to singer, songwriter, and actor John Paul, and singer, songwriter, and general musician Jimmy Heberling, who has a brand new CD coming out, and we will be right back in just a moment. This is Lancer Radio. You're listening to Over Coffee with Dot Cannon on LancerRadio.org. This is Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College, and this is Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon, and I'm talking today with singer, songwriter, and actor John Paul, who says he looks for the beautiful, melancholy things in his music, and that's some of his influences, not all of them. He also writes a song that'll make you laugh pretty hard. It's great. And with Jimmy Heberling, whose band has just gotten funded through Kickstarter and have a brand new EP coming out in early 2014. And I guess we could go on talking about music, but you know what, John and Jimmy, I'd sure love to hear it. So what are you going to play for us?
Sure. This is a song that's going to be on the new EP. I wrote this a few months ago. It's called Wall Around Your Heart.
Fill the empty spaces with broken works of art. Build a great big wall around your heart. Search for brilliant traces amidst the night so dark. Build a great big wall around your heart. Both our sides are losing this war. The soul will always pine for times before. And both our lives are changing at the core. Don't wanna play with fire anymore. So fill your empty spaces with shiny works of art, and build a great big wall around your heart. Search for brilliant traces amidst the night so dark. Build a great big wall around your heart. And all our lies are washed up on the shore, our memories and heartache evermore. I'll fill the empty spaces with tired works of art, and build a great big wall around your heart. Search for brilliant traces to lead you through the dark. Build a great big wall around your heart. Build a great big wall around your heart. Build a great big wall around your heart. Search for brilliant traces to lead you through the dark, and build a great big wall around your heart.
Wow, Wall Around Your Heart, courtesy of John Paul and Jimmy Heberling on guitar. That is a great song.
Thank you.
John, when you write a song like that one, what's the creative process like?
It's funny, actually. We were talking about it earlier. It can be anything from, that's the joy I find from writing songs, is they just, sometimes the great ones like that one, as a songwriter, the best are songs like that, where literally you get an idea, all of a sudden you get a melody, and it writes itself in a half an hour. And again, you feel like, what happened? I just blacked out, and now there's a song. I mean, somebody made a joke at work that, ladies, don't try to get to John Paul, he's got a wall around his heart. And I thought, oh my God, how have I never used that line in a song? That's ridiculous. So I literally had that in my head all day, went home at like 2 a.m. and just thought, okay, where does that go? And the chorus just came, and then the melody, and I don't know, here we are.
What a great story, too.
I mean,
a chance remark, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of what we do. Would you agree? I mean,
yeah, indeed.
There's nothing that's off limits.
What about for you, Jimmy, when you write your songs? We didn't talk about that before. What are some of your inspirations, and what's one of your favorite stories of writing one of the ones we'll hear on the new EP?
Well, there are so many different ways to go about it. And when what he was saying kind of reminds me of, a lot of times you try to catch those little moments of life in a song. And we were just talking about, the older we get and the broader our perspective, the more we want to hear simple lyrics, the more meaning they have to us. And so sometimes a chance remark like that is all it takes to be like, yeah, you know, that really kind of represents part of my life. I'm going to carry that with me until I can get that out. Maybe it's in a song or a poem or something, but it's going to get out.
Just share it kind of with the world.
Yeah. You're like, why have I written 20 songs with so many lyrics when that sentence is all I meant the whole
all
time?
All it took.
Distilling it down is what I'm hearing.
Exactly, yeah. Concentrated awesomeness, I think, is what you want as you get older. You want simple. Like we were joking, like Eric Clapton, amazing guitar player. I feel like the older he gets, he comes on stage now and he plays like 3 notes because that's all he needs, and he's gotcha. So that's, I think that's always the goal.
I love that phrase, yeah. Concentrated awesomeness. That's something for people to aspire to here. What about collaboration? Jimmy, I'm going to be picking on you here because you said something like that on your website. You have 8 band members. Yeah. How in the world do you be creative and come to agreement when you're collaborating with 7 other people?
It certainly is hard, and we have a great producer who's struggling to keep all 8 of us in the same corral. But it actually also makes it really fun because everybody's open to write together, so sometimes we'll meet in pairs, sometimes we'll have 6 or 7 people jamming at a time, sometimes we'll have all 8, not normally.
I'm just imagining music flying every which way, all different instruments, stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
Kind of the same question for you, John. What about collaborating? What works well and what doesn't work well for you as an artist?
I was going to say that's funny. Actually, it's a testament to not only our chemistry as musicians, but our relationship. I love this guy. We get along, and we both like music and whiskey, so it works. But actually, a lot of times I have the opposite problem because I think on the songwriting side, I think the side that people don't see, I'm actually much more introverted than you might assume. And so when I come with a song, the vision I have is usually very clear. And while I am always open to like adding different instrumentation or changing the arrangement, I always have a very general idea of what I want the song to be, how I want the idea to be conveyed musically. And so I will admit I'm not the best at collaboration. I feel like when I have band members and stuff, I feel like I'm dating 5 people, and I'm just kind of like, no way, it's not working.
Not
like,
one-on-one anymore.
You show up on time, and you bring your drumsticks, and you bring your guitar strings, or I'm going to get really mad and break your window. Not really, maybe.
But that sounds like part of the creative journey, too, trying not to break the window when people have a different idea.
Yeah, no, totally. And honestly, sometimes it's great. You know, like with my manager, I remember times in the studio where there's things, as you get older and you record more things and you just have more working music, either gigs or recordings, you realize you should always be open to anything as long as it doesn't compromise your vision, because you can always record something, not use it, add something, take it off. I mean, so that taught me a lot in the studio, how to collaborate better.
Well, when we come back, I'd like to hear both a little bit more about your upcoming CD, another song, and let's be sure and mention where people can see you performing. You and I are listening today to singer, songwriter, and actor John Paul, and singer, songwriter, and general musician Jimmy Heberling, who has a brand new CD coming out, and we will be right back in just a moment. This is Lancer Radio. You're listening to Over Coffee with Dot Cannon on LancerRadio.org.